Well, Mickey, 325 is an impressive score. I know you conceded 121, but 325 is an impressive score and on the way to a Nicky record final.
Yes, Tom, we're delighted with the performance today. I suppose it's one of them games with no sweepers involved. It was really man for man, and we said we'd play Tyrone that way if they're willing to, and that means that the scoreboard will be taken over a lot, you know. And they had 325, was very pleasing, especially without the likes of Davin and Declan and Bernard Lafferty. So the forwards really stepped up, the boys come in, you know, and it's a good scoring in November hurling.
Yeah. Point down at half time, you've been reasonably happy because they kind of got a goal against their own play, didn't they? It was a good goal from their point of view, and maybe if you'd lost, there'd be an inquest about it.
Yes, I suppose the Kiefer Morgan, well, I was giving us, their half forward line is very dangerous too, along with Casey, you know, and he broke through from the 45 and came through in a great finish to far corner. Look, we probably weren't happy with the first couple of tackles in on him, but after that, the forward done great to finish the far net, you know. But overall, defensively sound enough again, you know. They have a decent forward line, Tom, you know, and they're not that easy kept at bay. But 121's big conceding, but at the far end, 325, you've taken most days, you know.
Yeah. And the two goals from Jared Gildmore in quick succession were the big scores, weren't they?
Yes, that gave us a wee bit of comfort. And we needed that. We needed to be hitting the net. And Jared's very dangerous on side and a great finisher. And with that second goal, you know, the defender done great. They got a wee block on him, but he still got it pulled into the far corner. A great, great goal.
Yeah. And really, from then on, it was pretty easy, wasn't it? Especially from the last quarter.
It was and we tried out four or five subs. You know, boys, it's been training well, didn't get much game time, and just to give them a bit of, see what it's like on there, you know. With some great performances today, Tom, we Ron McDermott going through a mountain of work at wing forward, Jack O'Loughlin, Kevin Keely, you know, they really stepped up for us today and made it awkward for Tyrone to get out of the defence.
Yeah, and I thought Danny Cullen went back in and hit his bit of sweeping all over the half back line role. Very, very good.
Yes, Danny's gradually getting better, you know, and that suits him to be drifting back in there, and he caught a good bit of ball today too, you know. And look, we're building nicely, Tom. If we can get a couple of injuries sorted now this week, there'll be a lot of fighting for positions for the final.
Jack Loughlin took on a big responsibility, obviously deputising, taking the frees this afternoon.
Yeah, I suppose I've been watching the club scene, and he's very accurate from the frees, you know, and it's something maybe we didn't score enough against Armagh too. We missed a lot of frees, and I said to Jack on Tuesday night, look, and he was keen to try it, and we watched him in training. He's very accurate, very good, a class hurler for all around, you know.
Yeah, so a good performances all around, and the state of play with those boys that are injured, because you're playing Mayo now, it's next weekend. They've had a big win over Leitrim today.
Yes, Tom, I suppose nobody's been anywhere near 20 points, I think, through the group stages. They've just been annihilating everybody. So look, they're hot favourites. They've played in Division 2A for two seasons. They're definitely a class team, you know, but we'll just get our own house in order, Tom, and hopefully we can put up a better performance than the teams has so far against them. But look, we'll just go on quietly confident
I know traditionally those finals are played in Croke Park. Is there any word on it this year?
No word, Tom. It's highly unlikely. Maybe that's what I'm getting, that it's Croke Park, you know. But just on Mayo, we haven't beat Mayo since maybe 2004 or 2005, so it's a long time. We have passed Derry and Down now once or twice and Armagh, but Mayo seems to be the team that any time we meet, they get the upper hand on us, you know.